AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. President Biden took a hard fall on stage after a commencement speech in Colorado.
The president stood for the handing out of 900 diplomas, saluting and shaking the hand of every graduating Air Force cadet. But after the final diploma was given out, Mr. Biden tumbled as he headed back to his seat. The president appeared to trip on a sandbag. The spill had him landing on his right side. Secret Service agents rushed to assist, and the 80-year-old president quickly stood up on his own power. To demonstrate his vim, Mr. Biden jogged off stage. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
The White House says the president is fine. In his speech, he centered on international concerns.
The United States does not seek conflict or confrontation with China. China and the United States should be able to work together where we can solve some global challenges like climate.
There's dissension in the Senate after the House passed a bill last night to raise the debt ceiling. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
To my House colleagues, I know you want to raise the debt ceiling, so do I. I know in divided government is tough, but don't tell me that this is the best we could do.
The Treasury Department says the U.S. will default on its debt Monday unless the debt limit is raised. Three people are missing after a partial building collapse in Davenport, Iowa. Two others were located. Police Chief Jeff Bladel.
At this point, we're not getting any further information that other people are in this building and missing. So right now, again, we are concentrating on those three, Brandon, Ryan, and Daniel.
There are protests in Florida over the state's new immigration law, which makes it harder to hire undocumented workers, including this demonstration in Fort Myers.
It is crucial that we acknowledge and address the unique struggles faced by immigrant workers and recognize the invaluable contribution they make to our great state.
Changes are coming after an emergency meeting over the recent deaths of racehorses. CBS's Jim Crisula.
What are being called new safety initiatives have been announced at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. In response to the recent deaths of at least 12 horses, animal advocates, including John Grove, want racing at the track to be suspended.
Everyone is concerned about this, but let's show the ultimate level of concern and just keep them off the track until we know what's going on.
That's not going to happen. One change limits how many races a horse can run in over an eight-week period. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The closing bell just rang and the markets ended the day with gains. The Dow added 154 points. The S&P 500 finished 41 points higher. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition, Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
You could throw your flip-flop at a bug.
Ew, a bug, get it!
But the chances of actually hitting it...
Oh, over there!
...are statistically...
Yeah, it's still alive.
Unlikely. Good thing nature's got your back. Stem bug killers combine powerful active ingredients found in plants, like lemongrass and geraniol, and scientifically engineer them into effective bug-fighting formulas, safe for use as directed around people, pets, and throughout the home. Stem. Rooted in nature, optimized by science.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Our mascot for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball team, Roscoe P. Rafter, welcomed the team's newest Fans for Life on Monday. the larger-than-life mascot visited the Aspyrus Riverview family birthplace on the Raptors' opening day, May 29th, to present season tickets for life to the babies born that day. The beaming mothers posed for a picture holding little Madeline Georgianne and Eric Emmanuel, with their slightly dazed-looking fathers standing nearby. Congratulations to this year's newest fans for life and their proud parents. Three courses of Pfizer's Paxlovid treatment for COVID-19 will still be offered for at least another few months, even after the Food and Drug Administration granted Pfizer full approval Thursday to market the medication. The U.S. government has stockpiled millions of doses of Paxlovid. Over 14,000 new COVID-19 cases were reported each week last month, although most U.S. cases are no longer reported to health authorities. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows around 63. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 89. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 63. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. The show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. It is Thursday, June 1st. Dominic, welcome to our birthday month.
Yay, Crudy, happy birthday month to you, my friend. Evan, working the board so hard, as always. Thank you. And, of course, our fair audience, happy, happy June birthday month for Dom and Crudy.
And all the Geminis. And, Dom, also, June is Dairy Month, and June is Pride Month, right here in the great state of Wisconsin. We got a friend joining us coming up at 4:20, Stu Daniels. The return of Stu to the Devil's Advocate. Stu joins us at 4:20. To know Stu is to love Stu. And Stu's got a new show on the Civic Media Network going to roll out in absentia.
How does that work?
I don't know. Poor planning. Mostly on my part. But anyways, therefore, I'm going to fill in for Stu. I'm pulling double duty next week, Dom. Monday and Tuesday. Two shows. Morning Crudy and afternoon Crudy.
Oh, damn, working hard.
A double dose of Crudy. Well, I'm the cheap labor, so, you know, if you need to fill it, you know who to call. But, Dominic, Pride Month, a tradition of under Governor Tony Evers, every year since he has been the governor, since his initial inauguration, he has raised a gay pride flag over the Wisconsin State Capitol. To the chagrin of many Republicans.
Right. That's a great tradition, Evers.
And that is a tradition that was renewed today. Wisconsin Governor, I go to the reporting at the Journal Sentinel, Laura Schulte. Governor Tony Evers today again raised the Rainbow Pride flag, a tradition he started 5 years ago, that comes this year at a time of increased hostility towards public declarations of support for people who are gay or transgender. Here's a quote from the governor. Raising the pride flag sends a message for all of those who have ever only wanted to belong, who have had to find their own family, who have never known home. You belong here. Your family here. You're welcome here, Evers said, fighting tears. To the people who work in the other wings of this building, this is the people's house, and you too serve at the pleasure of the people of the state. And yes, that does mean LGBTQ Wisconsinites too. Damn it, there's more here. I'll get to it in just a second, Dime, unless you
want I got it here. Crudy Evers said that the flag raising is one of his favorite days of the year and that he was jazzed as hell. Jazz hands. Governor Evers, jazzed as hell. James Bond, the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs and the first openly LGBTQ cabinet member, also addressed the crowd gathered outside the Capitol, sharing his story about coming to terms with his sexuality and his fear of not being accepted. Bond is now happily married with two children and said representation and having a seat at the table matters. A quote, "We raise this flag as a beacon, a reminder to all. You are welcome at the Wisconsin State Capitol," he said. Evers first flew the symbol of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender pride for Pride Month in 2019, shortly after he was sworn in. The flag is flown over the Capitol's East Wing during the month of June. Evers in 19 said flying the Pride flag sends a clear and unequivocal message that Wisconsin is a welcoming and inclusive place where everyone can live without fear of persecution, judgment, or discrimination. At the time, State Rep Scott Allen, a Republican from Waukesha, sent out a tweet asking if flying a LGBTQ flag, quote, is any more appropriate than erecting a Christian flag over the Capitol, question mark. Of course, the Republican said that. Allen told the Journal Sentinel he doesn't have anything against gay pride flag, but added that he has a problem with anything other than the state and U.S. flag being flown over the Capitol. I think there is an inherent nature that we have to abide by a degree of neutrality in what we do as a state government, Allen said. When we begin to hoist flags up for different philosophies or different attitudes or beliefs, it's inherently divisive, the Republican said.
Now, he's the guy that hired Big Ugly, right?
I think that's the case, yes.
Didn't Keith get fired from Allen's office for tweeting out in the boss's name? Something sort
logging
of
on and racist. Improperly. Little social media.
Dattery fell on the sword for the man. What are the other?
Right. Could be one or the other, a loyal trooper. It's not about, and this is what it bothers me, you know, this Republicans, a different philosophy. Is it a different philosophy, really, accepting these people as who they are? How is that, shouldn't we accept everybody? I mean, how is that a problem? How is that a different philosophy? You're going to divide and conquer everybody, everything, every time? I mean, to say as a state we welcome and embrace our LGBTQ brothers and sisters in the state of Wisconsin, Is that divisive, Mr. Allen, Republicans? How is being inclusive divisive?
Well, Dom, I find long hair to be problematic. You know, long haired.
You haven't had that problem for a long time.
You and Ebone both, man. Really. That's all I wanted to say.
You can't. I'm here for you, man. But you know what I mean? Come on. This is ridiculous. Granted, this was, you know what, in 19. I'm not clear that Allen or any of the Republicans have evolved in their position since. And given the rhetoric that we hear nowadays, I highly doubt it.
Well, Dom, we are under a full boycott of the Bud Light. And we're under a boycott, a Target, mostly about some swimsuits. And it's starting to cost the bottom line, especially at Anheuser-Busch. Now, I looked this up before we went on the air, Dom, because I was curious. I had heard lots of claims that the boycott of the Bud Light and they, had a transgender influencer on some of their cans. And this pissed off, Kid Rock.
Not public cans. My understanding that these were cans they gave to the transgender person, that they were their cans, not that these were sold in stores. That's my understanding of the story, not that these cans were available out at your local liquor store.
You'll have to Google that. I've got some of the math, Dom. How I love doing math on the radio. Anheuser-Busch, that's the company that owns Budweiser, right, has lost a staggering $15.7 billion in value since the Bud Light controversy began. Rivals added $3.2 billion to their value, and experts warn of a beer shortage. Now we got a problem. A little bit of the reporting here. I found this at thedailymail.com. Bud Light's parent company, Anheuser-Busch, has seen its market value plunge $15.7 billion since the disastrous campaign with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. Since April 1, the company has consistently been dropping down the rankings, which experts say it just keeps getting a little worse each week. But their competitors have added $3.2 billion in market value to the brands at the same time. Guess what's number one? The growing brand, Dom. Guess what's growing? Where do you think the bigots that don't drink Bud Light anymore, where do you think they're going?
Coors Light?
Oh, yeah. Coors Light. Molson Coors, which owns Coors Light, has seen an increase of the $2.2 billion market value around 20%, while Heineken, who went from Bud Light to drinking Heineken, Dom, has seen a spike of $1 billion, an increase of 1.7%. Sales of Bud Light are down more than 23% as of the week ending May 6, according to J.P. Morgan's beverage analyst. And that's most of the story there.
A little bit here from NPR talking about this team teaming up with Dylan Mulvaney. 10 million followers on TikTok, 2 million on Instagram. In a video posted to her Instagram, Mulvaney sipped a can of Bud Light as she discussed March Madness, adding that the company had sent her a custom-made tall boy to commemorate the anniversary of her transition with an image of her face printed on the side. So this was, you know, this was sent to her, you know, but to celebrate the anniversary of her transition.
A can of beer.
As part of this. A can of beer. yeah.
But it was a purposeful promotion being done. They had the prior consent of the influencer. This was a paid partnership. They meant to do this.
No doubt about it. But I just want to be clear that these particular cans, to my understanding, in the research and the story that I know it, were not available for sale. You know what I mean? It was just this particular promotion. You couldn't go buy your Dylan Mulvaney cans, tall boys, to commemorate her transition at your local Quick Trip. You know what I'm saying?
So what, people? So what? Here's what the analyst said.
What is wrong with you people?
We believe there is a subset of American consumers who will not drink a Bud Light for the foreseeable future. Damn, I got to say, I count myself in that group. For a whole different reason, of course.
Come on. My two favorite kinds of beer, Crudy. Number one, free. Number two, cold. Best beer ever.
You know who this Dylan Mulvaney just reminds me of just a little bit? Casey DeSantis.
Oh, really?
Spitting image. Really, there's a real resemblance there. So
also calls to boycott some clothing at
Target.
Now this is also.
Do you hear why that was, Dom? Because Target was marketing a quote unquote women's swimsuit that had basically a penis pocket for transitioning men.
Oh, for tucking.
For tucking, a tuck pocket. And the fact that was being marketed at Target, well.
Oh no! My goodness, that's crazy! Next thing you're gonna do is have devices that will hold women's breasts up. Oh my goodness, what could we possibly do? This is so asinine. It is so asinine. And number one, I would bet if we look back a year from now, Bud Light will be back up, Target will be fine. These things blow over because I don't think it's a big deal, and people ultimately get over themselves and move on to their next outrage.
You know who the new target of the outrage of the social, the social wedge people?
Ooh.
Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. They had some
progressive
diversity.
Liberal Chick-fil-A.
They had diversity training at the Chick-fil-A franchise. Therefore, I can't eat my God-fearing chicken anymore. They do have the best sauce. The waffle fries aren't half bad, but come back with us. Devil's Advocates.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Visit the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center Friday, June 2nd to see the Charlie and Howard duo at their first Music on the Patio event. Tickets are $10 and include one drink ticket. Kids 12 and under are free. Seating is limited, so plan to bring a lawn chair. Visit the Southwood County Historical Museum on the opening day of the Navajo Code Talkers exhibition with a presentation by their military historian, William Parker, on Sunday, June 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. This exhibit is free and open to the public on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. starting June 4th through June 29th.
Paw prints happen, but stains don't have to. Our pet-friendly fabrics available at Home Furniture and Design are stain-resistant. Fabric for everyday life. Easy to clean, and no more worries. So come into Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids or Plover and mention you want pet-friendly or kid and husband-friendly fabrics, and we'll help you design your new furniture today. Home Furniture and Design. Live life comfortably.
The friendliest bar in the area is Jammer's Bar & Grill on Eagle Road in Rapids. Try $2 Tuesdays. Any beer, cans, bottles, mugs, any brand, all day, $2. Saturday and Sunday, try Jammer's soon-to-be-famous 5-beer bucket special. Any domestic beer you want, mix and match, $10. Delicious burgers, brats, chicken, and all your favorite apps. Don't forget Jammer's has plenty of space for your next party. That's Jammer's Bar & Grill, 2810 Eagle Road. You're gonna love it here.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Give us time. Soon we'll be broadcasting directly to your brain. This is the Shaw.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Be sure to check us out on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio and on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio.
Dominic, we use the term friend of the devils with some frequency, but for a change, I mean it. We got a fine friend of ours. He is Stu Man, the newsman. Stu Daniels, soon to be the host of the Stu Daniels Show right here on the Civic Media Network. Stu Man, how you doing?
Hey, Stu.
I'm doing great, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. I just heard the Grateful Dead playing, so I came a-running.
We know you love the Dead, man.
Well, Stu, man, we're making a big lineup change here at Civic Media starting on Monday, June 5th. But we've got one exception to the rule, because Stu, man's got Friend of the Dead tickets. You're deadheading this weekend, so you can't launch with the rest of the lineup, Stu, man? Where are you seeing the Dead at?
You got to... you got to set your priorities, man, and I got mine in order, and I'll be seeing the Dead on Monday night. It's Dead and Company now, you know, with John Mayer, Bob Weir, and the rest of the crew. But, yeah, they're in the Pittsburgh area out in the suburbs. Burgettstown is the name of the place.
Stu, do you have Dead tickets for a little bit later in the summer as well?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I do. I'll probably go to Indianapolis and see them, too. Yeah, I was planning to go to Cincinnati as well, but I decided to give those up because I'm doing this radio show now.
I hate when the job gets in the way. You know, as a young editor of the university newspaper at UWL, the Racket, I had U2 tickets at Camp Randall Stadium, and I had to give them up.
Yeah.
I gave them up because I had to go to publication, you know, big launch date and all that kind of stuff. But you do what you got to do. You man. Do you, Stu.
Yes. Well, I'm sure my listeners will be interested to hear about the Grateful Dead shows. So I'll be there to give them the information.
Well, you know, we're putting up a crappy fill in the meantime.
Yeah. Who's that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Stu, I'm taking your slot Monday and Tuesday mornings. 8 to 10 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Oh, a two-hour hit, well, man.
All across western Wisconsin, I've got Todd Albaugh, who's shifting to early afternoons 1 to 3 on Monday. Todd's going to join me Monday morning, just in case anyone was looking for him. So we're gonna push them in the afternoons, and then Crudy's going to fly solo in the mornings. Be the best radio you folks have heard recently. Stu,
that's funny. Well, I appreciate that, man. You don't know how much I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. I know you haven't done morning radio in a long time, right?
Ever. ever by choice.
Well, I mean, when Milwaukee first came online, we did come out of the test patterns, but that was pretty short lived.
Okay.
Stu Daniels, host of the Stu Daniels Show, coming real soon on the Civic Media, 8 to 10. Stu, man, where you been and what's the show going to be about?
Where have I been? Well, I've been out of town for a couple of years. You know, I was just thinking about the fact that it's been over 6 years since we set up shop down in that little closet down on Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee to start this whole thing off. Yeah. And man, that was a crazy experience with, we could hardly have guests in that studio because it was so small. But then we moved down to Brady Street and one thing led to another. And now look where we're at after all these years and adding a whole bunch of people and stuff. Man, I'm just amazed by, you know, what you guys have been able to put together over there.
And Stu, did you notice how I'm starting to bring the gang all back together one piece at a time? We're reassembling the team. We're getting the team back together, Stu.
Getting the band back together, Stu. I know you love that.
Yeah, it's just like the Blues Brothers, man. It's just like the Blues Brothers. Jake and Elwood got back together. They brought all the band back, and that's what you guys are doing. So I'm just thrilled to be a part of it, that's for sure.
Well, Stu, you are going to have a little competition on the network. Your old partner in crime, Earl Ingram, plays out in the Eastern markets, let's call them. And Stu, you've got the Western markets. So we got a little East Side, West Side going on here. I can't wait till you guys cross-pollinate, like ships passing in the night. Hopefully you guys can be on each other's show with some frequency and do a East-West simulcast. Bring the great state of Wisconsin together on the Stu Daniels Show.
Yeah, that's a great idea, man. I think that sounds like a lot of fun. Of course, I'd be happy to be on the radio with Earl anytime. Some of my best memories in my long career on radio is just working with Earl in the morning in Milwaukee and having a great time. So, yeah, I'm happy to do anything I can with him on the radio anytime.
Well, here's the sad part. Earl doesn't remember any of your appearances. You know, he's aging. He's aging.
Oh, come on, Stu, you're not getting any younger yourself, my friend. Hey, you've been out for a bit, though, but what's your sense looking at from the outside in since you've been gone, Stu? What's been going on here in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, it's interesting to see things from a distance these days, with the Supreme Court stuff. And as far as the state house, the assembly, it seems like things haven't really changed that much there. You know, whenever Governor Evers wants to put forth a good idea, the Republicans want to oppose it no matter what it is, you know, just because he proposed it. So some things haven't changed, but I'm of course, happy to see a much more balanced Supreme Court in that state, Wisconsin.
Well, as are we, and we were certainly proud to deliver the blue wave for Janet Protasiewicz. But, you know, next year we're back to the presidential, and we got Tammy Baldwin on the ballot, but we got a presidential race on the ballot, Stu. You got an early favorite, maybe on the Republican side, because let's not forget they're coming to our backyard, not just for the RNC, but for their first presidential debate in like a month and a half, Stu. Who you like in the early rounds?
Now, are you asking me who I would bet on, or are you asking me who I hope wins the nomination? Because those are probably two different things. I don't know, man. How do you even pick among that group of people that they have? You know, I mean, you think that Trump might be good nominee because you think he'd be easily defeated, but that's what we thought last time, right?
Yeah, that was the plan. Hillary was guaranteed to beat him, wasn't she?
That's what we were told.
Right. Didn't even need to come back to Wisconsin and campaign or anything. Hey, Stu, we'll launch the new show next Wednesday, the Stu Daniels Show. And I'll keep her warm for you for a couple mornings. I'll heat him up over in Western Wisconsin. Stu, can't wait to have you back on the airwaves right here with the Civic Media Network.
Thanks, Stu.
Yep, it's going to be fun. Thanks.
Folks.
We're talking the truth.
You can't have...
Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. A man from Amherst will receive national honors from the Red Cross for saving his wife's life. Dale Hintz found his wife unconscious and unresponsive at home on October 3rd
He immediately called 911 and began performing CPR until emergency crews arrived. His quick actions saved her life, and she is now continuing down the road to recovery. Dale Hintz will be presented with the American Red Cross Certificate of Extraordinary Personal Action in an award ceremony on June 1st at 4:30 at the Red Cross Blood Donation Center in Stevens Point. Remember that Stevens Point will have extra yard waste drop-off site hours this week through June 2nd. They're open from 1 to 7 p.m. every day this week until Friday. They move to regular hours of 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. starting Saturday, June 3rd. In sports, the Raptors take on the Chinooks in their second game tonight at 6:05. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art. Artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you. Their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows around 63. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 89. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 63. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
When the new schedule rolls out, and I will be a placeholder, I'll fill the chair for our buddy Stu Man, Stu Daniels.
Hey, don't be wasting all your good material on the Stu Man show, man. You got to save that for the afternoon ride.
I'm mailing in those two shows for sure-sies. Dominic, a couple of show notes over the next couple days. Joining us on Monday's big show, Kristen Bry, the host of As Goes Wisconsin. 4:30 on Monday, I've got her on the calendar.
Nice.
And as I think I mentioned before, Todd Alba, the host of the Todd Alba Show. He's moving to the afternoons. That's where all the cool kids hang out. Todd Alba, 1 to 3 p.m. starting on Monday. And just in case some of the fans of the Todd Alba Show don't get the memo, I'm going to have Todd on, you know, the fill-in show Monday morning. Todd's joining me bright and early here from the studios.
The other show. So you're going to have Todd from the Todd Alba Show hosting with you on the Stu Daniels Show. Okay, I got it.
I'm going to call it the Crudy's Holding a Chair Show for a couple of days.
All right.
Just keeping the chairs warm. And Todd's also filling in for Matt Flint next Monday and Tuesday because Matt's playing poker. a brief sabbatical. It was pointed out to me earlier today, like, who made this plan? Like, who picked this date?
Yeah, whose idea was this anyway?
Probably not me. Probably not.
I'm a terrible planner, so that is out of my wheelhouse.
Let's talk about something else entirely. All right. I got to tell you, I'm being stalked right now.
Why?
By the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. And I don't mean I just saw it once. Damn thing just drove by my window again.
No way.
And it is now the gargantuan. You've seen this thing, right? The Oscar Mayer thing. It's been iconic for like 50, 100 years. I'm not even sure how long they've had the Wienermobile. It's always been the Wienermobile. The only problem is, Dom, it is no longer the Wienermobile.
It's been the Wienermobile for almost 100 years, Michael.
It's not the Wienermobile anymore. Do you want to know what they chose? It's the Frankmobile.
Frank some veins. The Frankmobile.
The Frankmobile. That is so uninspired.
How does Frank feel about that? Are you more inspired by the Wienermobile? Obviously, it's
the Wienermobile, man.
100 years.
100 years.
The Frankmobile. Would you be mad that they're changing it to the Wienermobile? Come on, man, you can't change.
Your grandpa was calling it the Wienermobile. I mean, they had a Model A Wienermobile, I think. Hot dog sticking out both sides of that. Wiener in this case. Mobile. So here's the question I have for both you and the audience, Dom, because I swear to God, the thing's stalking me out here. What should you have named the Wienermobile? What would you, Dom, name your Wienermobile? 844-967-2789. And oh, yes, the debt ceiling. We'll talk about the Wisconsin congressional contingent and how they voted. But more importantly, the damn vehicle formerly known as the Wienermobile driving up and down University Avenue in Madison today. Shiny, looks pretty out there. You know, some people get married in that thing. I heard they were doing an Airbnb in a Wienermobile. But when you take an iconic brand, I'm thinking of something like Devil Radio, and you wreck it.
Oh, yeah.
No, let's talk about the Wienermobile. You know, when you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible. That is a terrible decision.
There is some explanation, and let me just throw this out there. Then we'll get some phone calls, 844-967-2789. The USA Today from back in May. For the first time in 100 years, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is now the Frankmobile. The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Oh, no more lips and other things, I guess.
So now, it's not just a rebrand. It's a re-recipe.
It's the new Coke
of Wienermobiles?
The Wienermobile is a beloved American icon that has been smiles and driving craveability for our iconic, delicious wieners for nearly 100 years. Said associate brand manager Stephanie Vance, this summer it's time to highlight another fan favorite, our delicious 100% beef franks. The Wienermobile is 27 feet long. It is a 6-ton hot dog on wheels. It hit the road in 1936 and became one of the most iconic and noticeable vehicles across the United States. So it's all about the franks, man.
But right now, on the side of this big frickin' hot dog on wheels, that has driven past my window here on University Avenue twice in the last half an hour. It says the Frank Mobile, which is uninspiring to anyone.
Does it say the all beef Frank Mobile?
Maybe there's all like sentence on the hot dog. You know, who's got time to read all that?
Used to just say Wienermobile. We'll be debuting the new exterior, the all beef Frank Mobile. Please do not lick across the vehicle. They're also going to have does it say please do not lick the Frank Mobile?
I did.
Apparently, according to USA Today, that's going to be part of the, you know, rollout.
I've seen the vehicle. I did not notice because it was driving down University Avenue in both directions. I did not note the do not lick part. 844-967-2789. Is this thing run on methane? What do you think drives that thing? Let's get to the phone.
Your tears? I mean, are you going to boycott it, Crude? Are you going to pull the Republicans and boycott the Wienermobile? I'm sorry, the Oscar Mayer branded? I mean, hell, now if you're going to do that, then you may as well, you know, boycott the entire Kraft Heinz organization, Oscar Mayer, Orida, mac and cheese, Velveeta. I know you can't do the Velveeta. Philadelphia cream cheese, you're never getting rid of that, Crudy. I mean, Kool-Aid, come on.
Oh, Jello? Yeah.
Grape Poupon?
Oh, I like the Grape Poupon.
See, well.
Pardon me, do you have any agreement?
And that's the owner of Oscar Mayer's new Frank Mobile.
Maybe a Frank with a Grape Poupon slathered on it. 844-967-2789. Going to the phones. Brian from Madison, welcome. What do you call your Wienermobile?
Hi there.
Hey, Brian.
I'm going to call it the Wienermobile because that's what I grew up with. But they really, if they're going to change the name, they really missed a chance to call it the Frank Tank. And then it could, like, I don't know, shoot out mustard out the end or something.
Oh, Frank the Tank. Both Frank Kaminsky and, of course, Frank the Tank from Old School. That was the character.
Yeah.
What's his
Will
name?
Will Ferrell's.
Will Ferrell, yes. Yep. Thank you. Yeah. For a change, Don Filton, one of the blanks in my memory.
Yeah, you're welcome. But are you, is it just the nostalgia of the whole thing? Because really? I mean, you know, who cares?
His mama called him the Wienermobile. I'm going to call him a Wienermobile.
Well, and I get that, and that's fine. But, I mean, you're not going to not eat a Oscar Mayer product because of this, would you?
No, I would not eat an Oscar Mayer product because I eat from Wisconsin products. Didn't they leave Wisconsin?
They did abandon Madison. There is no more Oscar Mayer.
I used to live by the plant. They left us over there, over on Packers Avenue.
One of my earliest memories growing up in the city of Madison, and we moved here when I was quite young and lived over on Hammersley, over sort of on the northish side, and you could smell that factory. It's burned into my nostrils. The smell of the hot dogs, the wieners being made, if you will, Brian.
Yes, I can imagine.
It burns the nostrils.
Old times. Yeah.
It's a pungent smell. Take care, Brian. 844-967-2789. Bill from Oconomowoc. What do you call it? Your Wienermobile.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, good afternoon. You got to own that, Crudy, you and Dom. And I can just picture it now, a big political event, the RNC convention, whatever. Here comes the president and the motorcade. Here comes the FBI or the security and their Suburbans. Here comes the cops. And right bringing up the rear is Dom and Crudy and the Wienermobile to investigate what's going on in the political world. What a branding you guys could have all over the U.S. when the Wienermobile shows up.
Remember, Bill, in Animal House where they build the parade float around the guy's car that they got wrecked and turned it into a tank and then built a parade float and then took it to ramming speed?
You got it, brother. And I want to see my dream, my bucket list is to see you guys in parades all over Wisconsin in the Wienermobile, and they know what it means. For political correctness, go and see the Wienermobile. Dom and Crude will set you, Dom and Crude have set you guys straight. I just think you need to own that thing. That is got Crudy written all over it. How could you not park it by a bar and get all the beer you could ever imagine you could drink.
Oh, there was more there, Bill, but we're going to keep moving down the phones because I want to know, what are you calling your Wienermobile? 844-967-2789.
It could be kind of dirty, Crudy.
Well, you take it however you want, man. I'm just saying the thing's stalking me. It's driving up and down University Avenue. I would not have called it the Frankmobile. Maybe like the Frankfurter, or, you know, you could have had a little.
That's what it's short for, man. I mean, who calls them Frankfurters anymore? No one does. It's a Frank, man. It's an all beef Frank. New recipe. You're going to love it. Or not.
I'll love it as much as I've always loved the hot dogs from Oscar Mayer.
Right.
You know, we were at the ball game the other day.
I mean, okay, fair enough. When's the last time you actually had an Oscar Mayer branded hot dog?
It's 2023. It's been 40 years.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a kid, like, not probably since a kid.
I'd stick a stick in the hot dog, and then you'd stick it in the campfire. And oh, wait, college.
What about the cheese-filled hot dogs, man?
Well, is that even really a hot dog?
I mean, what
is that even really cheese they put in that?
Is it really even meat? I mean, what are we talking about here? Okay, so, but
here's when I've probably eaten an Oscar Mayer hot dog. When dad's got to cook, and I make some mac and cheese, I chop that hot dog up, and I throw it in there, and then I'll eat with the kids, and I'm sure I've digested, you know, the highest pinnacle of the food chain.
Oh, so good. Come on, man.
The Oscar Mayer
mac and cheese. That's fantastic. Now, do you wreck it with the ketchup, or are you a
ketchup? How dare you?
Here. Okay. All right. Thank you for that.
What is that? Like poor man's marinara sauce ketchup? No. 844-967-2789. Isn't that how the movie Henry Hill,
Goodfellas. That's all.
Can't even get a marinara sauce on here. They put ketchup on egg noodles. Jack from Merrimack. What are you calling your Wienermobile, Jack?
What's happening, Jack?
Yeah, I'm way too old to change. So Wienermobile is what it'll be for me. So I did like the suggestion Frank Tank. I thought that was probably a good secondary choice. The reason I called up, you guys were talking about Bud Light and the tribalism that, you know, divisions that are being called for about boycotting Bud Light. So Budweiser just came out with, and the reason I called in was because I just, while you guys were talking about this, I drove past the sign. It said limited edition Harley Davidson Budweiser. And it's got the Harley insignia on the can. I thought it was pretty cool, but I'm a Harley rider. But, you know, what are you supposed to do if you're a Ducati rider, or you have a Triumph, or even a Honda, or...
Well, wear a helmet so nobody recognizes you on the roads, of course, Jack.
I always wear a helmet anyway, you know, old motorcyclists.
Honey, look, homemade salsa.
It's Crafters Baseball Night at Witter Field, June 4th. Vendors will be inside the stadium for the early game on Sunday. Play starts at 4:04. School's out, so bring the kids and make it a family night. Find all sorts of handmade goods with a variety of vendors set up within the ballpark. There's fun for all ages and a chance for kids to play games on the field. You don't want to miss this fun Crafters Baseball Night with your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, Sunday, June 4th.
Hi, it's Jim Polzine from Badger Extra and the Wisconsin State Journal. Have you checked out BadgerExtra.com or the Badger Extra app powered by our top-notch Badger coverage team? Subscribe now to get extra coverage, including extra analysis, extra recruiting news, and one-on-one athlete interviews. Plus, subscribers get my exclusive podcast, Open Gym, where I answer your Badger questions. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search Badger Extra in your app store. Download and subscribe today.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal.
My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, phone lines are open. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, having a fun little conversation about the Wienermobile that apparently is stalking me today. Driving up and down University Ave with the new branding, Frankmobile.
You know, the helicopter was stalking Henry Hill in Goodfellas, too. He was getting a little paranoid, Michael.
Well, sometimes...
Maybe ease up and sleep a couple of nights. You'll be all right.
Took mercy on me and gave me a Valium. 844-967-2789. What are you calling your Wienermobile? Because I don't like Frankmobile. That's a damn stupid name. Just saying. Somebody should get fired over that. I mean, I'm not saying you can't eat yourself an Oscar Mayer Wiener if it is your custom to eat an Oscar Mayer Wiener, but I suspect if you don't have small children, it's probably not part of your normal dietary rotation. At least I'm speaking for the Crude household. We're not eating a lot of Oscar Mayer Wieners. The Lunchables, they still go over.
How about the All Beef Franks, man? I mean, they're changing the recipe. They're getting rid of...
It's not about the recipe. It's about changing the name of the Wienermobile and, breaking my heart.
Oh, man. You got to let go, Crudy. Embrace the change. Nothing stays the same forever, man.
Our friend Jeff messaged. He says, you know, there's a mini Wienermobile at the Vitens Golfland, which I grew up very near on the west side of Madison. And Jeff questions, maybe the mini Wienermobile went in the pool. Maybe it's shrinkage, Jerry. Would it be a Vienna sausage mobile then? 844-967-2789. Andy from Beaver Dam, you're next. How you been, fella?
Hey, Andy.
I'm hanging 10. I don't know what prompted Kraft Heinz to bring the Wienermobile. That's as far as I'm concerned. That's what it's always going to be to Madison since they moved the whole thing to the Quad Cities, you know, the production of the sandwich meat.
Well, apparently they're replacing the Soylent Green with the All Beef Franks now, so they're calling it the Frankmobile.
Hey, and another note, Stu Daniels. Oh, my God, I heard his voice on there about a half an hour ago, and on that cold February night on Brady Street at the Roman Coin, the third anniversary, and Stu's in there, and I asked him, I said, hey, how are you doing, and who are you, and he hands me his business card and everything, and he's just a super guy, man. I'm glad that you brought him back into the fold, and you're like a phoenix rising after the Democratic convention was a big old nothing burger, and now the Republicans are coming to Milwaukee, and you'll be hell bent for leather when they get here.
I suspect I will, Andy. There might be some hell to pay when the Republicans get to town.
That's right.
We're going to greet them, Andy. We're going to greet them on the other side of the state. The Republicans are taking their convention up to La Crosse next weekend, Father's Day weekend specifically. And we will launch our brand new radio station, The Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse, to greet them Monday, June 5th. So we're chasing their asses. We're going to hound them from here to the third, to the gates of hell, Andy.
Man, what's the last count on the number of stations? Like
18.
Are we talking 15?
18. 18 stations as of Monday, June 5th. And Sage Wild, the CEO of Civic Media, has signed an APA to purchase two more Northwood stations, a big 100,000-watt FM and a news talker, which will carry our mission forward. We'll have like three Northwood stations now and a lot of other stations. We'll be in 12 distinct talk radio markets, and they're probably both on the AM dial and then also on the FM dial. So like here in Madison, Andy, we got the 1580 AM kind of north of Madison and the 92.7 here in Madison. So we're going to have a hell of a lot of different radio signals. We're up to like 40 signals.
Damn.
Wow. Jesus.
You should see the map, Andy. It makes you proud. I told Sage, I want that on my gravestone. You know, just say, Crudy helped build that.
Sandblasted right into your gravestone, you know, so it's indelible forever.
Well, that or I'm gonna get it done on my left ass cheek like it's a tattoo. And then if we ever get to Michigan, I'll put Michigan on my right ass cheek.
I don't want to know about Lake Brian Michigan, Kelly. Andy.
Stay out of Lake Michigan, Andy.
How is Brian Kelly doing? I heard he lost his voice for a while.
He's spending more time with family out of state, probably. Okay. No, I don't know what he's doing now. Probably cashing Republican Party checks in some way, shape, or form. There's always more legal work for, to my opinion,
a corrupted lawyer. Kelly? Hey, Andy, who are you talking about?
Oh, I'm talking about Dan Kelly, the failed Supreme Court candidate.
You're talking about Brian, Big Brian, Fancy Brian.
Yeah, I'm talking about your guy, Brian Kelly.
I saw Brian earlier today. Brian. He's grumpy at me because he's working really super hard on this new programming lineup. And, you know, Crudy forgets to share a detail here or there. And then Brian wants to crush the soul out of me. He really does. I can see it in his eyes sometimes. And that was the look he had for me earlier today. It was just
sometimes Andy, it's deserved.
It's utter disdain. That was the look I saw in his eyes.
Oh, man. Well, carry on, man. You're doing all a right, great man. Job. I check you out every day, Don, and Scrooge. And so we'll wait to hear about the first party coming up. So.
Yeah, it's summer of love. We got to get to partying, man. 844-967-2789. Let's get to a few more callers as well, like Kurt from Madison. Kurt, what are you calling your wienermobile?
Hey, Kurt.
Well, hi, guys. In the spirit of Buster Poindexter, hot dog mobile.
Hot dog mobile.
Three hots for you.
Three hots in the song. Hot.
Nice.
Is that it, Kurt?
Are you upset about it? Does it bother you? Are you going to lose any sleep that the Wienermobile is now the Frankmobile?
Dom has no sense of nostalgia.
Well, I'm not going to lose any sleep, but at the same time, I'm pretty disappointed that they would just totally snuff out the history of said mobile and give it the name Frank. It might as well be Doug or Steve or Bill. So.
Or Kurt.
No, not that. As long as it's C, I'm okay.
Kurt with the C. Called Kurt the Kurt Mobile. Appreciate your call, Kurt with a K. We could call it the Kurt Mobile. What do you think?
It is a big wiener.
Some have accused me. And in this case, I don't mean my wife. 844-967-2789. We'll talk dead ceiling. And how did the Wisconsin delegation vote? Well, let's just say there are a few wieners in the group. And if I share with you my story.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wayzata